E-learning is catching on nowadays. It's a broad term. There are two main approaches, self-paced and instructor-led. It can also be linear, where you follow a set path, like a textbook, or non-linear, where you freely choose the activities you want to do. The activities can be synchronous, with all members needing to be present at the same time, for example, in a video call, but they can also be asynchronous, which means learners can complete them at their leisure. Some examples of this are email and discussion forums. The content can be broken down into four groups. In the first, students use reference material to learn about a topic. Materials can be a video or a chapter from a textbook. Then there are interactive lessons which allow a student to learn and practice a new skill. The second group is e-coaching, e-tutoring, and e-mentoring. These allow the student to communicate with a specialist for personal training and feedback. The third group is collaborative learning, where students work together to share knowledge and complete shared projects. The fourth group is virtual classrooms. Multiple users will join a video chat session led by a teacher in real time. A course can be e-learning only, or it can be blended. This is a combination of a traditional classroom lesson and a digital element. A popular way to use this concept is with flipped learning. This is where students study the content of the class before the lesson, then use the actual lesson time for activities that allow them to put what they have learned into practice, and thus create stronger memories and learn more useful skills.